So we're going to begin this meditation into the solar plexus area, the third chakra, by going to our place of safety, finding the safe haven, the safe home that we've created to begin to go on all journeys. It's that home base that we talk about and have done meditations about in other times. So find yourself in this home and allow yourself to feel safe and comfortable and happy. And then bring your mind's eye down to your solar plexus, into your belly, above your navel, and see a bright yellow ball of energy being formed. It's the energy of the sun, it's the energy of the bright, bright yellow. And you're going to feel this energy, and it's going to begin to spread. It's going to spread down your legs, into your feet. It's going to spread up your body, down your arms, into your head, so that you begin to pulsate this beautiful yellow energy, filling your entire auric field with this bright yellow energy. And you feel the warmth of the sun around you, the comfort of a bright sunny day. Feel this energy, feel this yellow color around you. And then bring your awareness back into your solar plexus, into your belly. Solar plexus, one of its attributes is that it's a center of decision making. And here in this will chakra, we have choice. And this is where the energy comes for us to choose what truly is right for us, as opposed to what may be right for somebody else that they want us to do. So there's a difference about what truly rings our truth bells. We all have a truth with a capital T that belongs just to us. And then there are other truths with a small t, lowercase t, that we can choose to take on as our truth, or we can just say, no, that's somebody else's truth and we don't have to buy into it. But there is a truth that is deep within us that only we can feel and hear and know. And that's the truth that we choose to follow. That's the truth that becomes the guiding light on the path or the journey. That is why we're here on earth. And only we, as I said, can hear this truth deep within us. And the energy of the truth comes from the solar plexus, the seat of knowledge, where we know what is right for us. And in this meditation, I want you to visualize that you're by a river. It's a fairly wide river. And you're going to put your boat in. Maybe you have a canoe, maybe you have a kayak. But you're going to put your boat in this stream. And before you do, you look upstream and you look downstream. The current is running fairly quickly, So when you do put your boat in, if you're going upstream, you have to paddle very quickly and very hard to get there. So here's the choice. There are things that you want upstream. And then there are things that you can have downstream. The things that you want upstream are what possibly others want for you. So maybe you've heard in the past your parents say, "Oh, when you grow up, I want you to be a doctor or a lawyer or, you know, whatever." Or, "You should do things this way. This is the way they've always been done." Or, "You need to believe in this religion. This is the religion of our family. You need to do this." The things upstream are things that we can achieve and attain, but they may not be our truth. They may be the truth of our parents, the truth of our teachers, the truth of our siblings, of our peers, and they don't really hold the capital T truth that is within us. And in order to attain these other people's wills and desires for us, we would have to put our boat in the stream and paddle so hard upstream, because it's fighting the current of our own inner desire, our own inner wishes, of Spirit's wishes. Because Spirit says everything we need, everything that we have is downstream. And if we put our boats in the water and choose to follow Spirit or follow our own inner guidance, to follow our own inner truth, we won't even have to put the paddle in the water, because we'll be in the flow of energy and we'll go downstream and find everything we need, because we're following Source. And Source never leads us astray. So I want you to imagine now all the things that you wish to have in your life, all the things that you would like to manifest, to achieve, and look upstream and see if they're upstream, or look downstream and see if they're downstream. What would it take for you to achieve these? Will it take hard work? Will it take a lot of time and effort? Will it make you happy to do this work? Or will manifesting this be easy, joyous, fun, and bring happiness to you? The universe states, all you do should fill you with happiness. Everything you do should bring a passion to you. And if it doesn't, if it brings heartache or unhappiness or any kind of depression or pain, it probably isn't coming from your highest good. It may well be something that you're doing because somebody else projected that desire onto you and you took it on as yours, when in truth it really isn't yours. What is it you truly want in life that would bring you the utmost joy, the utmost pleasure? And imagine it downstream now. See everything that feels like it would be for your highest good. See it all downstream. And now put your boat in the water your kayak or your canoe or whatever you had chosen as your vehicle. Maybe it's a raft. And allow yourself to begin to float in the water, catch the current, and let this boat now start drifting downstream. You have a paddle so you can keep yourself right in the main part of the current in the center of the river. And you just find yourself easily, joyously, without stress or tension, floating downstream towards all you desire, all that brings your heart into alignment with self, all that will be manifest for your highest good. You can see it very clearly. It's right downstream in front of you, and there's no effort. Just by even stating an intention of this is what I choose, the universe hears you and sets your boat on a straight line towards manifestation. It can be that simple. When you truly are in alignment with who you are and what you need to do on this earth in this lifetime, it's easy. And you float down towards it by letting Source guide you. So just feel yourself in this boat, rocking gently, following a path, following a stream, feeling supported, feeling safe as you begin to travel down towards your destiny, towards the thing that you truly, truly can manifest in this life, that will bring you to the utmost core of your existence and will bring you on the straightest path towards your consciousness, towards your enlightenment, whatever you want to call it. And know if you do need to turn your boat and go upstream and paddle and paddle and paddle and paddle away and make yourself miserable and make yourself tired and just find that life is hard work, that when you choose to let go of your paddle, Source will again just take your boat, turn it around, and bring you back to your true destination, which is your heart's desire, and something that Source, that the universal light, will support you in totally, completely, and joyously. So as you're floating downstream towards manifestation of true heart's desire, of your passion, just feel the golden sunlight beating down on you. Feel the warmth and know inside, with a smile in your heart, that you've made the choice to follow your own guidance, to follow your soul's path. And the yellow sunlight around you makes you feel warm and comfortable, safe, peaceful. And yet there's an excitement as well inside of you, an excitement of what the future is going to hold, because it's going to bring you everything you ever wanted. because you've aligned yourself with source energy. And you've chosen what's right for you. And so feel the yellowness all around you. And shift your awareness away from the boat, knowing that there's a part of you always in the boat. There's a part of you always moving towards your soulic destiny. And it just takes a little consciousness to remind yourself that's where you're going. So bringing your awareness back into your belly. Again, focusing on the yellow light around you. And then bringing the yellow light closer, more dynamic. Pulling it back in from your aura. Pulling it up your legs. Pulling it up your arms, back into your main core of the body. Bringing the yellow into a tight little ball into your bellies. This bright yellow energy of wisdom, of knowledge, of understanding, of choice, and of will, self-will. This ball, this light, this boat allows us self-actualization, allows us to actualize what is right for self. And that's what this little yellow ball holds. Is the right to self-actualization. And with it comes self-confidence and joy, self-worth, all those positive attributes of self that live in the solar plexus always come when you follow that stream downstream towards your destiny. And taking a breath in, allowing yourself to return now, knowing that little yellow ball is always there to create the energy to follow your path. As you're going to come home now to that safe place where we began our journey, that home base. And then slowly coming out of meditation, maybe wiggling your fingers and toes, maybe taking a yawn and a stretch, and realigning back into this mundane world around you. Namaste.